I'm Jason.
And I'm Amanda.
And this is Yeet the Press. We're two friends who have a comedy podcast about politics.
We're not pundits, wonks, or Beltway insiders. We're just regular people trying to make sense of the news.
And it is fucked. Hey guys, welcome back to Yeet the Press.
Welcome back.
How have you been, Amanda?
Have a newborn, so pretty bad.
Pretty kind of the bad. The worst.
I mean, the newborn stage is just not fun. It's like, some people are like, oh my God, I love little baby, newborn babies. And it's like, what's wrong with you?
Newborn babies are objectively shitty. Like, they can't play with you. They don't know you.
They don't even, like, look at you. I mean, like, you love them and stuff because it's your baby and, you know, all that crap. But, yeah, it's like, I don't know. My sister's like, I love little newborns. I'm like, you're fucking insane.
She's a freak. People say things like, oh, the birth of my child was the happiest day of my life. What miserable fucking life do you live?
Right.
You spent the happiest day of your life at a hospital?
Right. Although I do got to say, I only had to push 5 minutes this time, so it wasn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't the happiest day of my life, but I don't. What is the happiest day of my life? I don't even know. That's a question for.
I mean, most days are happier than the days my children were born.
Oh, really?
I love my children more than anything, but it's a stressful time in a hospital.
It is.
It is objectively shitty by every measure.
It is, and you know they give you they gave me for the epidural because I'm not a hero. They gave me fentanyl. That shit just made me throw up. I just was like, blah, too much.
You still have some?
No, I do not. I do have some oxycodones, though. I already gave some to my brother-in-law. He's like, yo, let me hold some of those. I was like, all right, you can have them. Anyhow, well, lots of stuff happening, right?
That's the thing about things. They continue to happen.
That's the thing about things.
Yeah,
so insightful.
Guess what's back in the news, guys? Russia.
Why, though? That's so weird.
It's funny how that works. So it has recently come out in a court of law. Julian Assange's lawyers said that former Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher came to Assange with an offer from the president of a full pardon in exchange for exonerating Russia.
Go ahead, finish.
exonerating Russia in the DNC hack, in the election tampering.
Okay, so did he actually offer the full pardon, or did he say, I will try to go to Trump to get a full pardon? Because that's what, I'm not saying this is the truth, but that's what he's claiming. That is
what Rohrabacher is claiming, yes.
And of course, Donald Trump doesn't know who he is. That's what he said. The White House issued a statement, I think Wednesday. We don't know this guy.
Is that real?
Yes, of course. Anybody he doesn't know, he definitely knows.
Rohrabacher is famous for being the most Russia-centric congressman we had. He's on the list of, who was it? Ryan said, I think Russia pays some of these guys.
No, it was Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy said that the two people Russia pays are Trump and this guy.
Yeah. So,
and that was before, you know, Trump got elected.
So.
And Kevin McCarthy was up his butt. So.
So, I mean, like, defendants claim a lot of things in court, but typically their counsel do not make claims that they cannot back up and cannot prove.
So you think that there's some sort of like text message, email message, evidence? Because why else would say?
Even secret recordings.
Oh, maybe secret. You know, I love some secret recordings. I just wish they would come out more often.
You know what, though? They come out and they're in and out of the news cycle in like 12 hours.
I mean,
that whole take her out tape. I'm 76 years old.
Oh, my God. I called Twitter the Twitter the other day. I was like, I got to stop being a mom. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, the take her out recording was in the news cycle for like 7 hours.
Is that it? It's like so depressing how quickly everybody just moves on. I mean, the impeachment was 2 weeks ago. It feels like 4 months ago was the impeachment.
This has been a long year.
Oh, my God. It's been a long 3.5 years, 4 years, since he came down those frickin' stairs or that escalator and said Mexicans are rapists.
I mean, who ordered an extra fucking day of 2020? Of all years to get an extra day.
I know, right? Why has this got to be the year? I don't know. Dude, I mean, listen. Of course he, of course Trump is, Trump just pardoned how many people this week? For all, it's so funny because all the people he pardoned are individually have done crimes that he's done, but like he's like done all the crimes that they've done. If you put them all together, he's done all their crimes.
He's like a Voltron of white collar crime.
Yeah, he's done the money laundering, the like, what did that?
Rob Blagojevich?
Yeah, what did he get?
He tried to sell Obama a Senate seat.
Oh, that's right. Okay, Trump didn't do that, but I'm sure he has.
I mean, like, he sold ambassadorships and shit.
Yeah, I mean, he's, come on, what is Gordon Sondland, if not that, who also got fired, even though he gave $1 million to Trump.
Oh, of his own money, $1 million.
I mean, embarrassing. Like, you paid $1 million, and, like, now look at you.
Can we touch on that a little bit?
Sure.
So that $1 million donation was not to the Trump campaign. It was to the inauguration fund.
To the inauguration. And also, that's being investigated. You know that they're like, I want to say it's New York is investigating the inauguration. Because, like, is the most of any presidential inauguration. And it's like, where did all the money go?
Nobody there are millions knows. That are unaccounted for.
It's like so much money.
I mean, like, what did they spend that all on? They definitely didn't have any top shelf musical performers. Nobody wanted to play that shit.
No, nobody wanted to go. No famous people wanted to go. And then, obviously, right in plain sight, we have Trump charging the Secret Service millions of dollars, so much money, just like to stay at his resorts. I hesitate to call them resorts because that means that they're nice places. I don't think they're nice places.
I have never been on a Trump resort property. Like, I've been in Trump Tower in Manhattan, because if you live in New York long enough, eventually you will have to set foot in that building.
I never did.
You've never been there?
I never went. I mean, outside, but I never went inside.
So I used to love it as a little kid, because it was this beautiful gold building. You don't know what's tasteful when you're a kid. And they had, what was that? I want to say Hoyt and Skimmerhorn, but that's a subway stop.
Wait, where? What are you talking about?
They had the store there that sold, like, old-time safari shit that was, like, incredibly cool to me when I was, like, 12.
Oh, wow. I can picture 12-year-old Jason in, like, a safari hat and, like,
a pith helmet.
That's so funny. Like, cargo shorts.
I bought my backpack for the first day of high school, and it was, like, an Israeli paratrooper's backpack that I bought from that shop.
And you're like, I'm
for
really
my first
cool.
day of Bronx Science.
I'm very cool. You went to Bronx Science? I didn't know that.
I was a smart lad.
Yeah, you are.
Was.
Was, exactly. I feel like Trump properties are probably, like, got that 80s feel to them, that, like, they just were renovated in the 80s, and so, like, they have, like, that horrible, like, everything just feels like to me it would be, like, dirty. Like, a layer of slime and dirt on it.
His whole aesthetic is, like, 80s chic. Like, that's when he peaked.
Right?
That's when he stopped growing as a human being.
I mean, this is a man who likes his, like, toilets solid gold. Who wants to shit in a solid gold toilet? Isn't gold soft also? Like, how does it hold his fat ass up? That's what I want to know.
Like everything in Trump's life, you know, it's just like a veneer of gold.
It's not actually gold. All right. So anyways, that happened.
So what we had was the president of the United States trying to sell a pardon in broad daylight.
I mean, allegedly. We have to say allegedly because, everybody's claiming. I don't know. Do we? Because we're like a comedy. I keep going back and forth. I'm like, we're a comedy podcast. Can we say whatever we want? And then I go, yeah, we're not the news. The news has to say allegedly.
Yeah, exactly. Until some lawyers reach out to us.
Yeah.
He did that shit.
All right. Trump, if you're listening.
Come on the podcast. You have
an
open invitation.
That we do. If you're listening, none of these people are listening. Yeah. So that happened. I mean, I don't know. What's going to happen? To me, it's like, this is like really big news, and it's like, what's going to happen?
It's just a Kanye shrug, like, oh, well.
I have no faith in our government right now, and this is like by design. It's all by design. This is what they want, for you to question everything, not believe your ears and eyes, be like, nothing. It's all corrupt, because this is like how it is in Russia. You go, from my understanding is, everybody goes, yeah, it's corrupt. This is the way it is. There's nothing we can do. And you just have this resigned feeling of like, I can't do anything about it and nothing will get done about it. So just keep it moving.
I wish I knew more about Russian politics, because like wild shit happens. Like a couple months ago, maybe it was just a month ago, the entire government resigned.
I know, right? And it's like they're all puppets anyway, so why are they resigning? I saw this prank. This was like last week, I think. Some prank comedian in some building in Russia just put Putin's face, a big picture of Putin, in the elevator of his building, and he put a hidden camera, and like every single person that came in was like, what the fuck is this shit? It was really, really very funny. We'll link to it on our page. We're not going to link to it.
Not going to do it. You know what's crazy? Is, oh, what's the guy's name? The Putin's opposition leader?
I have no clue, dude.
That guy is a literal Nazi.
And he's the opposition?
Yeah.
So he's the opposition because Putin pays him to be the opposition. Right?
No, he is.
He's genuinely an it would make sense to me if Putin was like, I'm going to make my opposition a Nazi so that they're like, yeah, we want Putin.
Oh, like on the final season of Breaking Bad, when Walter White was such a despicable character and the writers were like, fuck, how do we make him sympathetic? I know, Nazis.
Yes.
So basically...
Did they want him to be sympathetic? I feel like that was the whole point, was they didn't want him to be
sympathetic. He had to be semi-sympathetic. I mean, Walt was the big bad in the penultimate season. And they're like, how can we get people to care about Walt's story?
Well, didn't they just give him cancer? Isn't that how they did it?
He had cancer from the beginning. That was his superpower.
Oh, right. Derp. That's the whole fucking show. I'm like, didn't they just get... I mean, but didn't they make his cancer like, you're going to die this season from cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So you're saying Putin wrote in it's the Breaking Bad ending. He wrote himself Nazis as a villain.
That would make sense to me, because he'd be like, who is it? You guys want me or a Nazi? You know? I think you want me.
We need to do a conspiracy theory spinoff podcast.
I would love that. Or at least an episode. Let's do an episode of our craziest conspiracy theories.
I get pretty crazy with mine.
Do you remember back when we lived in New York in 2001 and 9/11 happened? That's when I went down a crazy conspiracy rabbit hole. Whoa. I mean, also that was when the internet started getting big. So it was like, you know, a lot of things I solved. I solved a lot of stuff on the internet.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. It was really just me reading things that other people solved or, you know, put out there. All right. Moving on.
Russia news.
Yeah.
So the latest scandal involves reports from the intelligence community that Russia is once again, surprise, surprise, meddling in our elections.
Who is this surprising? Nobody.
And guess who they're backing? Guess.
Hillary.
Three guesses.
They're Hillary.
Yeah, that's Ukraine.
Oh, shit. They are backing... Who? Parasite the movie.
You know what? We're going to talk Parasite before this is over.
Okay. I'm going to watch it.
Well, you haven't seen it yet?
I know. Dude, I have a toddler and a newborn. When am I going to watch shit?
I guess.
I mean, I've been trying to get through a season of The Magicians on Netflix for months, okay? Do you know how hard it is for me to watch stuff?
I barely watch the shows I'm watching, but Parasite's special.
Okay, I know. I'm going to watch it. You and Jeff, my other politics friend, both are like, you gotta watch. You both like text me within the same couple days, you gotta go watch Parasite. I'm like, all right, guys.
So, speaking of parasites,
Uh-huh.
Donald J. Trump was incensed. Incensed that this information was shared with the
him.
House Intelligence.
With him. They told him about it. They're so pissed that he was so pissed that they told him about it.
He's like, bitch, you don't think I know that?
Yeah, of course. I just got off the phone with Putin. He told me he's going to meddle. Yeah, I mean, and then what did he do within like a day or two? He's like replacing the guy that told him it. This is like shooting the messenger. This is that whole thing of like, you shoot the messenger.
Right. So, yeah, he's appointed Grinnell as the new DNI.
Which
Director of National Intelligence.
I barely was able to like read about this guy, but apparently he's been an internet troll. I don't know anything about him, so I'm not going to talk on him. But apparently the only thing I could read was like, he just trolls people on Twitter. How did he get this job? That's what I want to know.
You know, I can respect that.
What do you respect? That he trolls people on the internet?
Yes, I do. I can respect
okay,
that.
Okay, but then do you like, yes, he should be our acting head of intelligence?
No, not at all. But okay. I respect him as a man because trolling people on the internet is fun.
Okay, all right. Yeah, says somebody who has an anonymous account.
What do you mean have an anonymous account?
Your name is not on your account.
On my Twitter account?
Yeah.
My face is on it.
Who cares? Who cares? Some grainy ass picture of you? Come on. Come on.
No it's filters, fine. Though.
It's okay.
I give it to you raw.
You got good skin. No filters. Yeah, I mean, this is... So, all they did was tell him... hey, listen, Russia is meddling. And then he goes, get the fuck out of here. I don't want to hear about this. And also, Mitch McConnell has, I mean, he hasn't brought forth any bills that the House has done. But there's been like at least three election tampering bills that he's not brought forth that they keep killing. Here's what I don't understand. Every time I read a story about how they, you know, somebody in the Senate kills the bill, the reporters never go, why did you do that? I never see a why in the story. No fucking reporters ever ask them, why won't you do this? Why won't you bring this bill to the floor?
It's to say there are never follow-up questions, and yet anything that the Republicans say, the reporters will report at face value.
Yeah. It drives me fucking nuts because, like, every story I'm like, did anybody ask them why they don't care about election tampering or Russia interference or meddling? Nobody ever asked them why.
We've got to flip the Senate.
Do you think we can? I know that is it McSally? She's not doing great.
Well, I mean, she was not elected to that position.
I know she was
given
lost.
The McCain seat.
She lost.
Yeah, she lost to Kyrsten Sinema.
Mm-hmm. But I know that he's her opponent, which is the astronaut, right? He's doing better. I think he's polling better than her. And then we got what's her face up north. I hate her. I can't even remember her name. Susan
Collins.
She's not doing well either. Her polling is bad. So maybe we can flip her state.
You know, there is a small concern, and it's a concern we can live with, about either Bernie or Elizabeth Warren being elected president mm-hmm. and their replacements being appointed by Republican governors.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
That's a little bit. But when are their seats up for re-election? I didn't
well,
hear.
Well, both Massachusetts and Maine have laws in the book for special elections.
Okay.
So I think those seats would only be occupied for a year.
Okay. Well,
but it's still a year.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about, even though it's been a couple of days, the debates. I don't know where you're at right now, but I'm in the mindset of, yeah, we can win in the fall. I'm in that mindset. Like, I'm not in the, like, we're going to lose mindset right now.
We're going to lose.
You never come out of that, do you?
No, we're going to lose.
You
Although
always,
the debate.
I mean, yes, if there's going to be cheating and all that crap, yes, we're going to lose that way.
We're going to lose with just standard cheating, like voter suppression type stuff.
Yeah.
There doesn't need to be fraud. We're going to lose.
You think so? Why?
I think so.
Because Bernie's polling better than Trump in a lot of key swing states.
So I do believe Bernie is our only hope. But let's talk about the debate a bit.
Okay. I mean,
I found it immensely entertaining.
Oh, it's so fun. Why aren't all the debates like this? Please let the debate between Trump and whoever is the Democratic nominee be like this. I mean, he's not going to debate.
He's not going to debate. Trump is not going to show up for a debate.
His dementia is so full blown, he's not going to debate.
You know who should not have shown up for a debate?
What? Bloomberg?
Mike Bloomberg.
Oh. Yo, he is no, I mean, Warren said it. He's no different than Trump. He's just like, he's like the Republican turned Democrat, and Trump is the Democrat turned Republican, but they're both racist, sexist billionaires.
Have you seen that clip of her talking about the things that he said where they dropped the Nas Ether beat in the background?
Oh, yeah, that was great. I think you retweeted that. Oh, so good.
Oh, so
good. You know what he did that I was like, oh, he's just like Trump. He both sides did. He leaves both sides when he said the NDA thing.
They consented to it.
Both sides consented. I'm like, you're both siding it, dude. Listen to
and
you.
And like, why are you using the word consent when we're talking about sexual harassment? That's just a bad choice of words.
I'm going to be honest with you. And I texted this to you and you did not respond. But I said, Warren made me want to get back on the Warren train. After that, I mean, she eviscerated Bloomberg. Did Sanders? Sanders didn't really. If you ask me, he didn't really go after Bloomberg the way that she did.
You know what? Liz had that the kind of energy you have when you're polling at 9%.
Like, you're like, fuck it.
Yeah, she just let the chopper spray.
She did.
And Mike was the victim.
I mean, as he should have been.
I mean, this man has ungodly amounts of money, and that's the best debate prep he could get.
What they didn't, how is he looked like a deer in headlights. He looked like he didn't expect anybody to come after him like that.
Like, how could he not have known?
I don't know. What was your for the listeners, tell them, because they might not have seen your tweet about his money situation. You did the numbers.
Oh, yeah, this is when people talk about how rich Bernie Sanders is and he's out of touch and he's a one percenter. First of all, the highest estimate I've ever seen of Bernie Sanders' net worth is $2.5 million. That would place him comfortably within the ranks of a guy who owns an HVAC company in your town, but less than the guy who owns the Kia dealership. $2.5 billion. I mean, $1 million. So Bloomberg is worth about $60 billion with a B dollars. And I crunched some numbers. I looked at these numbers like 15 times because they just didn't make sense to me. If you had $60 billion and you got a very modest 2% return on investment, you would make Bernie Sanders' entire fortune in just about 18 hours.
And my entire fortune in about 2 seconds.
Yes. Bloomberg, with 2% return on investment, makes over $3 million a day.
That's crazy. I saw Ben Shapiro, that POS tweet, about how the right has been talking about Bernie Sanders' lake house for years now. And it's like, get the fuck out of here. So what if he has a lake house? He's not saying that he, like, I don't know. He's still standing up for people who don't have lake houses. Come on.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders did not take a vow of poverty. What he wants is fair wages for work done.
And health care for all. Healthcare I'm so sick of this fucking right wing and how, like, how far to the right this country has been pushed that having health care is not seen as a human right. It's seen as extremist. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it's like they criticize AOC for not being able to afford an apartment in D.C., but they criticize Bernie for having a lake house. Like, which is it? That's why all their arguments are disingenuous.
They hate poor people. Republicans hate poor people. They think it's some sort of character flaw.
They have to tell themselves that to believe that capitalism works.
I know.
That everyone is exactly where they deserve to be.
And that everybody, exactly, that you deserve what you get. That's the biggest lie this country tells people.
So back to the debate. Mm-hmm. One of the things that made the debate lively was the audience.
Oh, yeah. God, they were so good. They're booing.
They were so loud and demonstrative. They were groaning like, ugh.
I love that when they groaned at him when he said that people got maybe got mad at him for a couple jokes, and they're like, "Bah, come on, bro."
It was a Jerry Springer crowd. I loved it. All debates should be in Vegas.
Right? Is it just that crowd? Like, where did they find these people? Did they pay them? Are they a paid crowd?
I think they were just handing out cards on the strip. Come right. See a debate.
Right? Oh, man. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. You know, Amy Klobuchar, she doesn't do it for me, dude. She just, there's nothing exciting about her. She's just like so middle of the road. And that's like her whole argument for herself is like, I'm middle of the road and people like that. I'm like, what? That's
I can win a Midwestern state.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like, she won the most consistently liberal state outside of the coast. Like, talk to me when you win Indiana.
Oh, wait, where is she from again? Michigan?
Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. I didn't know that they were that liberal. Really?
They were. I want to say they were one of the three states that went blue on the Reagan map.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They elected Al Franken.
That's Omar. Right. You're right. Okay. All right. I don't know.
So, like, she's touting the Midwest like the Midwest is a monolith. Like, you didn't win Nebraska.
Right. So she's boring to me. I don't know. How do you think Pete did?
Well, this ties into the Klobuchar thing. The thing that I like the best about Amy Klobuchar is her all-abiding hatred for Pete Buttigieg.
She hates him. So I swear to God, she was going to take her jewelry off at some point and be like, oh, no, you didn't. And then, like, wail on him.
If she is in, she and Buttigieg are still in the election, still in the campaign, like a month from now, she's going to put the mitts on him.
She seems like mean mommy to him a little bit, right? Like, she's like, I don't know, mean mommy. I don't know. He's...
Pete was a little bit more despicable in this debate than he's been in previous debates.
You think so? Because
I
saw tweets where people are like, wow, he's the only one who didn't lose his cool. And I'm like, shut up.
He is such a fraud. This is my thing. So Pete Buttigieg.
He could be so good as a young, like...
Republican?
Yeah. Somebody tweeted, oh, man. I hate it that I quote tweets and I don't give the person credit, but I can't remember who it is. They just said that what a great thing that, like, instead of hiding his gayness, he's hiding his Republicanness. He's in the closet for that. Oh, so good.
So here's my thing with Pete. If you know enough professional, educated, suburban, or even urban white people, you know the type of person who prides himself on being a progressive, and you're like, dude, you're a centrist. And that's kind of what Amy Klobuchar is, and she's very familiar to me. Pete Buttigieg positions himself as if he's that person, but you see him do things like scaremongering around socialism in a way that Klobuchar doesn't do. Like, mm-hmm. She doesn't agree with Bernie politically, but she's liberal, scare quotes, enough to know that socialism is not something to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Pete just goes full-bore Republican with the shit.
I mean, honestly, when you his whole thing of like, don't, which is a Republican talking point of taking away people's choice for their health care, like, and their insurance. No, I don't know anybody that loves their insurance that gets their job. Yeah, but how good is your insurance?
Oh, the people I know who love their insurance all have government insurance.
Exactly.
Like, people in the military, their dependents, they love TRICARE. People rave about TRICARE.
Oh,
people
yeah.
with Medicaid love Medicaid.
I mean, that's what we should have is Medicaid for all. That's what I really think it is. It's not Medicare for all. It's Medicaid for all. Because Medicaid
right.
is you don't have copays, you don't have premiums, all that stuff.
But they don't want to call it Medicaid for all because Medicaid has the stench of poor on it.
I was just going to say it's, like, associated with poor people, which, you know... nobody wants that. Although Medicaid is really just great insurance. You know, it's not the insurance, it's through an insurer, but, you know, they cover everything. They don't deny you, dude. They don't go, no, you can't have this. You can't do that. Pete's whole thing with, like, people don't want you to take away their choice. People don't have choice when they're with an employer. They don't get a choice of plans.
Oh, you might get three packages and they're all shitty. It's like you want the small, medium, or large.
But it's all the same insurer, is it not? Yeah. It's not three different insurers.
I've had a choice of two before, but it's not like there was any difference. There was no material difference
exactly.
between the two.
Exactly. I mean, I just...
I hate it here.
What is wrong with this country? Oh, we've been 30 minutes. See? We did it. I ended it right on. What is wrong with this country? Did you do a...
An asshole of the week?
I didn't, but, you know, I never do. And then I'm like, oh, right when I hit 30 minutes, I'm like, oh, we need an asshole of the week.
Okay, I'm going to do an asshole of the week. And this sort of breaks our rules.
Oh, is it Trump?
It's Trump. I mean, we're not supposed to ever have Trump as asshole of the week. But this parasite thing is bugging me.
I know, right? He said he didn't even know if it was any good. He didn't even see it.
He was like, I'm having enough problems with Korea. Can't we bring Gone with the Wind back? He literally said, can't we bring up?
I'm speechless that he said that. I saw the clip. Aaron Rupar.
First of all, what does that even mean? Like, re-release it? Or do we need another three and a half hour ode to the lost cause of the Confederacy?
I mean, I think what he means is let's go back to when there were slaves.
Bingo.
Come on. That's exactly what he means.
Yeah, he didn't say let's go back to Spartacus or whatever.
No. He said he did not.
R.I.P. Kirk Douglas.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he died like a week ago.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's like 140.
I didn't know that. Wow.
We hardly knew you, Kirk.
I mean, he was old. I do know that much.
Shit, Michael Douglas is old as fuck.
He's like in his 70s, right? 80s?
Man, 90s, who knows?
Who knows?
Who's counting?
He's old. Who's old? He's old.
So our asshole of the week is Trump for trying to bring back the Confederacy.
Man, he'll bring back slavery if he can. He will.
We'll save that for the conspiracy theory show.
Oh, great. Great, great, great. All right, guys. As always, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Yeet the Press. And our music is by...
The guy, Kevin MacLeod.
Ah, Kevin,
licensed through Creative Commons.
We hardly knew you.
Creative.
We hardly know you, but we love your music.
Come on the show.
Yeah. Kevin, if you're listening, we'd love to talk to you. We'd love to hear what your politics are.
Yeah, and you know what? Unlike when we invite other people on the show, that's not a threat.
Yeah, no.
We'd like to have you here.
Yeah, we actually would. And you're actually somebody who would probably come on the show.